This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. You know what day it is, right? It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And Byron Donalds is running for governor, whether he knows it or not. I mean, I think he knows it now.
He knows now. He probably heard it on the news. So, yeah, he heard that he was running.
But first, he heard it from Trump.
Yeah.
Run, Byron, run. He is a total winner. There's people that are going to try to make an issue between Trump and DeSantis because DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, wants his wife Casey to run. Or they've talked about it. I mean, he wants to promote her.
Right.
She's a sharp individual.
Yeah.
I'm sure she could handle the task. But there's people, that are going to try to create this rift and, you know, by Trump stepping out and giving Byron Donalds his blessing before Byron Donalds. Governor. Sure, I'll run.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
President likes me. I'll go for it.
It was actually on Hannity that Congressman Byron Donalds announced he's running for the governorship of Florida in 2026 because, of course, mm-hmm. Governor DeSantis will be termed out at that point. And, of course, he praised Governor Ron DeSantis. Byron Donalds did for how he's run the state and declined to specifically comment on any other potential candidates. Donalds also stated that he pushed for parents to be able to examine material in public schools during his time in the state legislature and his voting record in the state legislature and Congress. He added that he wants to address insurance issues in the state. Yes. Would consider cryptocurrency being part of the state's financial portfolio and wants to build on DeSantis' work on the environment. And he said he wouldn't leave his seat in Congress to run, which is a concern with the slim margins they have. Now, we're going to get some of the inside scoop from Congresswoman Kat Kamick. She's going to be on the show with us this morning at 8:05. And we'll ask her about Byron Donalds. I know they have a very good, close working relationship. So get the scoop from her. And also, that spending resolution budget, it has passed narrowly, 217 to 215. We'll ask her about that. Is this a good bill, or is this just the best they can do for right now? And again, we'll get her take on all of that. All right. Wow. So really, Byron Donalds announcing running for governor is one of your biggest stories. That's obviously picked up nationally, but it's a huge story here in Florida.